We are delighted to be joined by Melbourne City W League defender Chelsea Blissett. Chelsea, welcome to FNR and also welcome back from, it's been too long, your injury absence. I think every W League fan is excited to see you back out on the park.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. And I'm actually excited to get back out on the park too. I've been itching for a little while now.
Tell us about the injury and your comeback trail.
Josh, there's only one problem. She's on the pitch, but it's in Queensland. When are we getting her in Victoria?
Soon. Pre-season starts soon, and I'm in talks with the club at the moment about coming down. So I'll be back in Victoria soon, so that'll be good.
So how's the comeback trail been? Tell us about your recovery, what you've been through, the processes, and how's the knee feeling now?
So in December of last year, I tore my ACL during pre-season. Which was tough. It's just one of those things, I guess, you never really think as like an athlete, you know, that's like the risk of playing. But I guess when you're feeling like really good and feeling really strong, it's kind of something that doesn't really cross your mind too much that you're going to do. And the kind of downside to doing it so late in the year is all elective surgeries were closing down. So I didn't get my surgery until January. So when I was in surgery, it turns out I tore my ACL and my meniscus when the MRI didn't show the meniscus. So like post ACL, like post coming out of surgery, I was on crutches for 6 weeks. So that for me was like really tough because I'm such a like an active person, like not just like just work with football and stuff. Like I have to be constantly doing something, whether that be like mental, physical. Like I really struggle to sit down and I'm very independent. Like I moved away from home when I was 16 years old to like pursue playing football. My parents supported me 100%. And just like from then, I just been so independent. Like I was like, you know, I need to get my P's. I need to do all this stuff. Like I need to like cook for myself, clean for myself, like all that kind of stuff. And I had to move back home for like the 6 weeks while I was on crutches. And it was the most excruciating thing I think I have felt for a long time, just from like a physical and like mental point of view. Cause I'm like my mum's helping me. Like she's, you know, really making sure I'm like taken care of and stuff. And I'm like, don't need taken care of. I can do it myself. I'm independent. And I'm like hobbling around the house, like on one foot, trying to do things by myself. So like, that was a really hard like stage of my early rehab for me. And then once I got off crutches, I had a shoulder reconstruction.
So then
I was in a sling for 6 weeks. So I was like on crutches for 6 weeks. And then I was in a sling for 6 weeks.
Do you get
and
frequent flyer points?
Like,
do you get frequent flyer points with all this surgery going on?
Well, I actually tried to get frequent flyer points with my surgeon. And he's like, no, that's not how it works. And I was like,
wow.
You've like seen me, you've like operated on me 3 times in 12 months. Like surely that counts for something. Surely. But he's like,
So how's the body? How is it right this minute? We're getting close to a preseason. Yeah. What are the club's medicos saying?
I haven't actually, well, when I last saw the club physios and stuff, they said that we were really happy with my progress. And that was probably around the three, four month mark. I haven't been back into Victoria since because of like the lockdowns and the border closures and stuff like that. But my physio up here, who's amazing, she's the Brisbane Royal physio. I met her through like Young Matildas. She's just taken such good care of me. And I have an exercise physiologist up here as well who has worked with my physio and has absolutely just, I think, physically taken me to like where I haven't been before, like because I've actually just been able to work on myself, like in the gym and all that kind of stuff that I hadn't been allowed to work on previously just because of like loading and constantly moving and constantly being in a season. And I've actually been really lucky as I've had no real issues with my knee, like touch wood, but my friend Ali, who played at City, I think 2 seasons ago now, she did her ACL a couple of months before I did, making her NWSL debut. And the poor thing's been through an extra 3 surgeries after her ACL surgery. So I'm just like blessed and lucky that I've, you know, haven't had any issues with like tissue scarring and like my knee not being able to like extend or flex properly and stuff like that. And when I like started running and started changing of direction, it was held up really, really well. Now I'm back onto like one-on-one training, and now I'm actually getting back into team training at the moment. So I won't be back playing till January, because that's my 12-month mark from so the 12-month date for my surgery. But I am will be able to participate in all of preseason, so that will be nice.
So the mental challenge is the biggest one, is what from what you're saying, is because Ali would be going through hell at the moment, huh?
Yeah, well, she's actually just starting to get, I think she got fully cleared maybe like a week or two ago, which made me like so happy, because she's just one of my closest friends and one of the, like the hardest working people that I know. And it made me so happy to see that like she finally came out of the other side and finally gets to play. And, you know, she like 9 minutes into her NWSL debut, and then she spent 14 months not on the field, like breaks my heart. But it was nice having someone there with me that had been through it, and her and I like chat like quite regularly. So, and she was probably one of the, besides my mum and dad and my boyfriend, she was like the first person I messaged, because I knew what she was going through, and like she was just like such a great support.
I love that you got a pecking order.
Yeah, there is a pecking order. So,
the phone, yeah, like, the phone.
First on the phone, yeah.
Josh?
I was going to ask about the squad that City are assembling and the goals for the group this season, because it's such a story program in the W League and so much success. Obviously missed the finals, which kind of stunned everybody last season, but can't blame you. You weren't there. But coming back into the mix, I mean, what does the club need to do to turn that record around and get back challenging for silverware this season?
I obviously think last season was, you know, not our greatest season, and it's, you know, it's literally stats. So, you know, you can't lie about that. But at the same time, I think it was a learning curve for everyone. You know, we had lost out of the team that we had, I think there was only three or four of us that had been a part of that the squad for the past couple of years and had been a part of that, like the legacy that City had been building. And I think the shock of COVID and everything like that, I think stunned everyone a little bit. And I just, you know, think that the club did the right thing, and I think the club recruited well. But I just think that not everyone was on the same page, and not everyone was buying into the philosophy that we had, and which is fine. But to be a City player, it does take a certain person, and it does take a certain type of play to fit into the mold that we have. And I think this season, Rado is definitely assembling girls that fit into the City mold a bit better and are all hungry to win, because, you know, my first year at City, we came off coming fifth, and that was devastating for us. And that was Rado's first year in charge. And the next year we came back hungrier. We didn't lose a game. We barely conceded a goal. So I feel like this season we're just going to come back hungrier and hopefully repeat something that we did now 2 seasons ago.
And we need to score plenty of goals.
Plenty of goals, yes.
It's just been great catching up with you, Chelsea. We've been watching the signings, another one this morning from Melbourne City's W League squad, and another addition to the team. So you'll have some interesting new teammates to find out all about when you get back to Melbourne. Do you have an inkling when you might land back in Melbourne, or does it depend on the Premier of Queensland?
It doesn't depend on the Premier up here. I just think it depends when everything, I guess, is ready for us to come back in and start training. I think a little bit also depends on the Victorian government at the same time. I think it's everyone, but I think as soon as the club is ready and we've been given the green light to come in, I'll be on the next flight down.
Fantastic. Chelsea, one of the highlights for me in the unfortunately behind closed doors games that we had to endure last season, and the highlight for me was that the only voice that you could hear was a Melissa Barbieri screaming from the sidelines. What is it like to have her as a leader around the club, whether in a coaching or playing capacity?
Bubs for me is one of the most, oh, I can't even put into words. Like, I think when I first met her, I was absolutely mesmerized. I was like, this is a boss lady, like 100%.
Was that at South Melbourne? Was that at South Melbourne?
Unapologetically herself. And she has so much knowledge and so much give. She is probably one of the most giving people I have ever met in my life. She just has the biggest heart. She loves football. She loves the club. She loves the girls. She is just such a presence to have because she is so passionate. And you know that she's got your back 100%. And she's just got so much knowledge to share and so much to give to everyone. And I think that's a person that you need around the club, someone like that.
Oh, yeah.
And ever since I've known her, since I was like 18 and first coming through and trialing and getting signed, and she made my first W League game so special. Like, she made sure that she took a photo of me in front of my shirt and made sure that she was just giving me the utmost, like, best advice and then just encouragement. And she did the exact same for me when I did my ACL. And she, you know, anything I needed, she was there. And she's just been such, she's such a positive light at City. And I'm just so glad that, one, I've got to meet her and be mentored by her, but get to know her as a person, because she is probably just one of the best people I've ever met.
Great stuff to hear. Great stuff to hear. Affirmation. Josh?
I think we'll leave it there. Chelsea, thank you so much for making the time to join us, and we look forward to seeing you out on the pitch again. You've got such a career ahead of you, and whatever happens, we know Bubs will be yelling instructions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you can say.
She'll also drive you to the new training grounds, because you got a new base down there.
Yes, we do now, out at Casey. So it's excited. I'm really excited to see it. I haven't seen it yet, but, you know, a new home, fresh start, and hopefully a really good season.
All the best, Chels. Thanks for joining
us. Thank you. No problem.